Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY23 earnings conference call of Insecticides India Limited, hosted by Asian Markets Securities Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. Actual results may differ from such expectations, projections, etc., whether expressed or implied. Participants are requested to exercise caution while referring to such statements and remarks. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Saurabh Kapadia from Asian Markets Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Asian Markets Securities, I would like to welcome you all for 1Q FY23 earnings conference call of Insecticides India Limited. From the management, we have with us Mr. Rajesh Agarwal, Managing Director, and Mr. Sandeep Agarwal, Chief Financial Officer of the company. We shall start the call with open, and then we will move to Q&A session. I now hand over the call to Mr. Rajesh Agarwal for his opening remark. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Welcome, everyone. On behalf of Insecticides India, I, Rajesh Agarwal, MD, extend a very heartiest welcome to all the attendees of today's investor call. So today we are going to discuss the quarter one results, which ended on 30th of June 2022. First of all, I'll discuss about the industry. This is a growing industry of agrochemicals worldwide. If we look at the world market size, which is about $60 billion, more than two-thirds, rather I would say about 70% of the market worldwide is generics, which means there's a huge potential for a country like India to grow in the international markets. And if we look at the agrochemical consumption in India, which is about $3 billion, we are also a net exporter of more than this amount. About $3.5 billion worth of agrochemicals are exported from India. So if we look at the current market dynamics, the international geopolitical situation, which is tough, so which has created one good potential for India, which is China plus one policy. Now all the countries, all the developed countries, all developing countries are looking at partner. And India is shooting in that position where they wish to develop one more supplier apart from China. And if we look at today's situation, the worldwide, the rains, the situation of drought, which we are hearing from various parts of the world, the war situation, overall it is leading to food shortages. So I can say that people are realizing that food is very, very important, and which is creating a lot of scope for agrochemicals worldwide. And the market is huge, the world market is huge. In India, we see the domestic consumption, which is just $3 billion. If I take it as $3 billion, which is less than 5% of total world market, it consumes more than 70%, with 5% consumption of agrochemicals. It is taking care of 17% population, and we are also exporting. So this means that there is a huge potential of growing the agrochemicals or markets within the country and also in the international markets. But yes, the type of agrochemicals which are coming now, which were using in the past, are changing. Lot of new generation products are entering into the market. And we as Insecticides India, we believe in innovation and R&D, and we are also trying to be the part of this change, and we are bringing new molecules by our R&D centers and by the efforts of our scientists. If we look at the crop protection, more than 20 to 25% crop gets lost in the fields or in the storage condition by the insects. So which means that again, the potential is huge and opportunity is huge. We at Insecticides India believe in innovation, and we run 4 R&D centers. 3 R&D centers are for agrochemicals with different vision. When I say different vision, means one R&D center is unique, which is a JV, and it works for the product discovery. Apart from that, we do a lot of work on formulation development, and I believe that the consumers need the solution. They don't need the product. So we are trying to bring newer solutions by creating the mixtures, by creating new formulations, by mixing two products or three products and developing the synergistic effect, taking the patents wherever we are able to prove our synergies and trying to bring those products to available to the farmer, which are the ready-made, formulations or ready-made mixtures of two or three products, which can give wonderful results to the farmer. And we are getting a good success in the products which are launched in last 4 or 5 years in this segment. Similarly, we are also working on reverse engineering. All the products which are off-patented, we are trying to develop their technicals in India, make them first time in India. And today I'm glad to say that most of the registrations which we are getting and the products we are launching are more in 9.3 range than 9.4, which means they are manufactured first time in the country. Our laboratories are also doing very well actually. Like three of our laboratories are NABL. And recently we have bagged a GLP accreditation. GLP is a big thing, I believe, because across the country we have got the 52nd GLP accreditation. And this 52nd GLP accreditation is across sectors. It is not agrochemical or chemical alone. So in the country today there are only 52 GLP laboratories when we have got this accreditation. So this is a big feather in the cap. I believe that along with the agrochemicals, biologicals are also gaining a lot of popularity. Looking at this situation, because today if we look at the world, it has started talking about organic, though there are no organic solutions available today in the world, which have become very big. It is a developing industry, but I believe that in the times to come, a lot of organic solutions are going to come actually, and they are going to become an integral part of crop protection, which they are just in the nascent stage now. So we can look after the health of the soil, we can look after the health of the plants through biologicals, and along with this also we can fight with some insects and diseases, and we can delay the usage of agrochemical, I can say, or we can reduce the quantity of chemical which is going in certain places by using these biological things. But yes, a lot of development is going to take place here. We run a R&D center in this, but now we are setting up a new company, and this new company will be starting its business in the next fiscal actually. We have targeted, we are still in the initial stages of setting it up, but yes, our scientists are working in the R&D and we are trying to develop certain products. Some of our range is already in the market, which is being outsourced at the moment, but we want to do the major activities in-house by setting up this 100% our own subsidiary. So we are setting up this subsidiary in the name of IL Biologicals Limited. Here I would also like to talk about patents. In this quarter, we have bagged a few patents which has come out of the JV. But along with the JV, all the R&D centers are also filing for patents. As I told you, there are three R&D centers which are working for agrochemicals, and one R&D center is working for biologicals. So all are filing patents, and we have filed more than 32. And at the moment, I believe we have received half of them actually, and others are in process. So, this patent filing again is a continuous process, because as we are developing newer products, newer technologies, we are filing more and more patents regularly. And the vision is that slowly we should be coming up with the new range of products, which should be relatively a novelty for the market, so that we can build up a good fortune for the investors, and a good advantage to the farmer or the consumer can be given, and we can bring out the products from a new range of new series. In the current year, we have launched two big products. One is called Tori, which is a herbicide for corn. Received a very good success. We could also make two, three partners in this, and with the partners, we have done a very good sales for this product, make a good beginning actually in this season. And along with this, we have also launched one patented product through Nissan, which is called Shinva. Shinva is an insecticide, again, a very unique product, patented product, which is marketed by us in the country. We got one small season actually in the month of April and May. And again, from August end, the new season is going to start. So from this product also, we are quite hopeful, and we believe that it should help us in growing and establishing the brand. Along with this, we also plan to launch three new products in this quarter, in Q2, which is namely Izuki. Izuki is again from the house of Nissan. So it's a mixture product, a fungicide, which is very good for various crops, particularly rice. And this product is a mixture of two fungicides which comes from Japan. One is from Nissan and the another one is from Hakko Chemicals. So this is also a unique chemistry. Apart from this, we are going to manufacture two new technicals actually in the plants. One is going to manufacture in Dahej and one is going to manufacture in Chopanchi. So we are going to launch two new products, namely Supremo and Stunner, out of this, and we are also very hopeful that these should also become the good big brands for tomorrow. So along with this, I would also like to talk about the launches which were made in the COVID period, it means last 2-3 years. So the big launches are Hachiman, Konochi, and Oxin. And I believe these are going to be very good products and big products for us. Hachiman was it is for soybean. We got very good response in quarter one and also in quarter two with this product. Konochi is doing fine and it will be growing because after the rains, it's a mighty side. The demand is going to come. Oxin demand is also going to come in the second season. So I mean to say, the new launches which has happened in past 2-3 years, they are doing very good actually, and they are helping us in generating a lot of volumes. Now, in terms of sales, first I would like to talk about the B2B segment. Here I would like to tell you that the B2C segment is also growing for the company because the new launches, the partners are also taking interest. So we are partnering with some of the companies and we are sharing some of the products with these companies, the new launches, because these are the new chemistries and all the companies are keen. So this is increasing our B2B segment. But the basic target of launching this product is B2C because we wish to bring the new technology directly to our farmer in our product range, in our product scheme. And this year we have very clearly divided our product range into Focus Maharatnas and Maharatnas, followed by Gold and Silver range of products. So Focus Maharatnas, as the name suggests, is the main key, followed by Maharatnas, because the number of Maharatnas were increasing. And this year when it crossed 30, then to make it simpler for the team and for the market, we made 11 products as Focus Maharatna products and about 20 products as Maharatna products. And we wish to target minimum 2/3 market share from these two range of products actually. And the Gold range and Silver range will follow. So the idea is so that the team and the market is aware that which are the products where we are focused, which are the products which has to be sold first in the market. So since a lot of new products are coming, so we had to do some tail cutting in the old ranges. So we have identified and put about 50 products in the Silver range and there are about 30-40 products in the Gold range. So the idea is Silver range is the tail cutting range, which means these products are to go and we are trying to bring the new mixtures and new solutions into the our range by Focus Maharatna and Maharatna. Of course, this will have better margins. There will be the new generation technologies. There will be majorly green, constituting majorly the green technologies. So ultimately beneficial for all. If I talk about the seasonal situation, this year the season is little delayed because the monsoons were a little late and then there were continuous rains. So some of the crop got destroyed at certain places. Somewhere there were re-sowings, some areas are doing well, at other areas there is excessive rainfall. But the good part is that everywhere there is water. The water canals are full, the dams are full, which gives a good hope for the new season. Yes, there is excessive rains at certain places, which is not wanted at the moment. So due to which some sprays get delayed or even I would say one of the spray is gone from many parts of the country. But still, the market is very, very aggressive, very, very good. The growth is very good. There is good demand actually from across. In the Q1, we have seen good demand for the herbicides in particular. We have seen good, market is asking for good quantity of products actually. So herbicide season still is continuing in certain areas, which is extended sale, I would say. The insecticide season has just started. So we are quite hopeful that the Q1 is very, very good. There has been a growth of about 20% in the revenue, 19.5% precisely. We have closed Q1 at about 560 crores with the EBITDA margins of 58 crores. The EBITDA growth is little lesser, which is about 10.5%. It should have been more. But this was the season which was basically for herbicides only, and the Maharatnas and Focus Maharatna movement was not to the desired extent. I believe generally the second quarter is very, very good, which where we are able to move around our Maharatna and Focus Maharatna products, and it should be helping us in increasing profit margins and also increasing the sale numbers actually in this quarter. So the target for EBITDA would be to increase by about 100 basis points. If I talk about Q2, in the Q2, the total sales volume, we have done the growth of about 20% in Q1. I believe we should be able to beat this Q1 growth in Q2. So the numbers of Q2 will be still even better. There is growth both in the domestic market as well as the international market. There is a good potential. But we had kept a target of about 200 crores for the international markets, which I have toned down a little to 150 crores because there are certain challenges which we are facing. Today, if we look at the international situation, the prices are disturbed and prices of all the commodities have gone up, due to which there is a lot of instability. Along with this, the currency worldwide has deteriorated too much and the countries do not have the dollars to pay. So this has slowed down our exports because people are shaking to avoid the, they are avoiding to place the big orders because of the non-consistency of price or the heavy price increase, and they are converting these big orders into small orders and trying to take smaller consignments. But we are very, very hopeful that with our tie-ups and the agreements which we have now, because we are investing a lot on data generation, particularly for the formulation as well as the technicals. When you have to sell these new products to the advanced countries, then you have to generate a lot of data. And we have developed the potential of generating the impurities in-house by virtue of our GLP, and which is helping us a lot in this data generation. So we are investing a lot on a lot of technicals, and we are signing up with more and more companies actually to take our products to the international markets. I am quite hopeful, though this year we will be repeating the last year's sales. Last year the export business was roughly about 130. So this year we will cross that, roughly we will reach to about 150 crores. But in the years to come, this will have a very huge potential actually, and it will give a good opportunity, and we will be exporting both from our interest, from our chemical segment as well as biological segment. And this is going to give us a good opportunity. If I talk about the domestic market, this is a year where the people have started moving to the field. The meetings, conferences, the pharma training programs, all have started in a big way actually. And this year we are very, very aggressive on the advertisement and media front also. We have signed Mr. Ajay Devgan as our brand ambassador, I believe, who should be able to take our new products to the farmers actually, and should build the credibility of the company into the market. And we are very, very aggressive on mass media, both print and electronic, and all field activities. And we are conducting a lot of training program across the country, and we are trying to introduce all these new products wherever they, because already 2-3 products are launched, 3 are in line, and 3 again I am expecting. So the target is to launch 8-9 products into this year, and whenever we back the registrations, because you know that the registration is one of the toughest thing actually for us, which happens because the delay is continuously happening actually, and due to these delays the product gets the delay. So we launch as we get the registrations, we launch the products, we'll do the trial test launches, we'll catch the market, we'll feel the market, and we'll bring all these products to the market. So overall, I would say it's a good potential. Q1 is quite good with the 20% growth. If I talk about Q2 will be surpassing these numbers of top line, like the growth should be 20% plus. The bottom line growth also should improve. The margins are going to definitely improve. Actually, we target our EBITDA increase of about 100 basis points in this quarter and in the year as a whole. So with the good, I would say, good season looking ahead, we are very, very positive on this. Here, I would also like to discuss about the CAPEX. Majorly, we have made the investment into two locations, Rajasthan and Dahej. So in Dahej, we have completed our SCZ plant. In Dahej, we are working on the major expansion in our technical plant, where we wish to backward integrate and start certain new technicals. So two new technicals, one is already started, which is mainly Timbotriam, The another technical for this Istana product is also going to come from Dahej. But this complete plant, we were targeting to complete it by September, but due to heavy rains in Gujarat, the construction activities are little disturbed actually. So it might extend by about a month. So around Diwali, plus minus, we should be able to start the operations of this plant. But we are almost ready and we are in the final stages of starting this plant. Coming to Chobanki, in Chobanki we have completed almost and we are into final phases. We should be able to start our plant fully in this month. Partially the activities are started, but again we are going to start few more technicals and we are going to increase the capacity of certain more products, and this everything is going to start in the month of August mainly. So we complete our expansions in Rajasthan in August and we'll complete our expansions in Dahej in October. So that's the vision. So with this vision we move ahead actually, and I believe that this year should be a very positive year because the team is moving into the market. Our contact with the farmer is to the maximum, contract with the network is to be the maximum. We are conducting more and more meeting the people, trying to train the people physically, doing lot of trials in the fields. So I'm very, very confident of a good year ahead. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Should we begin the question and answer session, sir?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of Himanshu Upadhyay from O3 Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, am I audible?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, congratulations on good set of numbers. And so my first question was on the patent received, the four products, huh? And where the life is pretty long also. One is fungicide and three are pesticides. Can you tell the scope and the size of these products and what crops are they can cater to, and which are the markets to which we will like to market, and what would be the way we would like to take these products to the market? Will we take it individually or we want to take it multi-partner? Multiple players. So some thoughts on that, on commercialization, size and scope of these products.
We are bringing in a lot of products. Some products are coming through the Japanese partnership. So all these Japanese partnership products are generally patented technologies. Here we'll be very, very choosy in making the partners. I'll go slow in making the partners. One or two partner I'll add year on year actually. I'll not go very aggressive in this. Rather, in case of Hachiman, we have chosen not to go ahead with the partners, and we just made one partner. One plus one partner was there. Means the target is to keep the number of partners little lower. Izuki, we have not thought about setting up any partner this year, which is a fungicide actually. But two other products basically which we are bringing, which are generic technologies actually, which are developed for the first time in India. Here we chose to go ahead with some partners actually. So we started with little number of partners, but we'll be adding partners here. But this time we'll be choosy again, two to three partners or maximum four partners in 2 years' time. That is the target, that is the vision. So for Tori, for Supremo, for Istana, we'll make partners in this fashion, two to three, four partners actually. So these days, lot of demand for herbicide is going up, good rains, good demand for herbicides, and apart from this also, a lot of, I would say, the manpower cost is going up, so good demand for herbicides. Fungicides are also becoming popular and the demand will be higher because of good rains. Like, there will be a lot of disease. So already we see a disease instance, we see an insect instance in various crops actually across the country. So they have also started picking up. So our target is across all crops. It depends on what type of registrations we are doing. What we are doing differently? We are becoming more aggressive on maize and sugarcane now. We were very, very aggressive on cotton, paddy, which are the main crops, wheat and some other pulses, vegetable crops. So vegetable also we are becoming aggressive by virtue of some of our products like Shinwa, like Kunachi, which has come now. So we are trying to find the gaps in our range. We are trying to fill these gaps. And ultimate aim is that we should be present in all important crops. Like if I talk about Hachiman, Hachiman is very good for soybeans. So it has filled our soybean bucket. If I talk about Kunachi, Kunachi takes us to all the vegetables and fruits and other things actually, flowers. If I talk about Izuki, Izuki will take us to paddy. Tori has taken us to corn at the moment, and the future is with the sugarcane also. So likewise, as we get the products, as we bring the newer technologies, so we are going to become aggressive on one by one different crops, actually, wherever we see the segment from.
See, sir, my question was on the patent receipt, na? The four products which we have got patent receipt, the novel family.
I didn't get it, actually. The question is one on what?
No, I am saying we got patents for 20 years on four products, okay? One is fungicide, which is the carbamate compound.
I'll discuss about these also. So these are the new patents which has come for the JV. So whenever you get the patent, you get it for 20 years. So the registration of the product is going to take time. From the JV, I'm not introduced anything. The first product which we had planned is ready for commercialization. But still a lot of data generation is pending and it will take 2 years. So for all these products to come, which are through the JV, so I can say it takes about 3-4 years gap after the patent. So 4 to 5 years it will need to launch these products after the patent. So for the JV patent, the new discovery things, they are only going to come 2 to 3 years down the line. They will start coming. And the majority of these products where we are getting the patent, they should come by 2030, I believe. So,
even a product where we got the approval in 2018, okay, two products, na? One, the fungicide and the pesticide, there also you think it will take another 4-5 years?
Talking about new discoveries, because I'm not sure, because your voice is not very clear. If we are talking about the new discoveries, they are going to take this time. The new discovery we cannot launch without data generation. It takes that type of time. Companies worldwide claim that one new discovery takes more than 1,000 crore rupees to launch. And this type of time. We had set up this JV in 2013 and we are sitting in 2023. Already 10 years are gone. I'll be launching my first product by 2025 or 26, and majority of the products, 2-3 products which are there in line, they will come by 2030.
Okay.
Nothing is going to come. The new discovery, India has not discovered anything so far. London, Britain has not discovered anything so far. There are many developed countries who have not discovered anything. So this is a big achievement. 1,000 crores, I can sell a product of 1,000 crores. I have to take a call, I need to launch it by myself or I can sell it. I have a Japanese partnership, I cannot. Otherwise, that technology can be sold. It's a big thing actually. It takes time.
And one more thing, on the export side, this year we have said that the exports are tough for business. So, is there any particular geographies where we are facing challenges? So, let's say Europe.
The challenges are coming from worldwide, particularly if I talk about Africa, Middle East, also from South America. We are facing challenges of collections. So, the collections are not coming. They are getting delayed. Even the LC are not honored the way they should be. The ECGC is cutting down the limits. The bankers are reducing the number of banks. Like the bankers here, they give the clearance that yes, you can take the LC from this bank. The bank is fine. They approve the banker, but ultimately they are reducing the number of banks. So there are a lot of challenges which are coming actually, due to which we are trying to go relatively slower.
Okay, so it is the challenges are not on the product side, and the raw material side that much. But the challenges are on the financing side of the supply chain.
Yeah, the financing side, and the second thing is the price. The prices have gone up and their currency has depreciated. So it has depreciated so much that they are finding it difficult to sell. Sometimes they say, okay, reduce the price, but we don't want to, we cannot, because the cost has gone up for us also. So Indian currency has depreciated little, but other currencies have depreciated more actually. So all the developing countries, their currency has developed much more than us. So that is also coming as a challenge.
And one last thing. We have tried to focus on few products and grow those products in last few years, okay? Can you give an average size of an SKU since what was 5 years back and what is it now? And how much benefit does it help in economies of scale when a product is, let's say, 50 crores versus 5 or 10 crores?
Definitely it depends in which position the product is. If it is a new product which is a patented product, the price keep on going up and that gives the advantage. If it is the off-patented technology, the price goes down, but again, the quantities are going up, so it is giving the advantage. So most of the off-patent, if I talk about the off-patent technologies, market size goes up, but the profitability per liter goes down, but absolute number goes up actually. So that's the situation for most of these products. But if they are patented products, then yes, there is an advantage. But at the moment, most of the products we have are off-patented. The patented products are just limited to some of our mixtures, which were launched 3 or 4 years back. So in those case of mixtures, again, the quantities are improving. So some of these are in the focus Maharatna range, which are contributing the maximum in terms of top line as well as bottom line. And there are other products which will be diminishing slowly. So it's a mix of things, actually. I cannot say that 5 years back product is doing very good now. So we have set up a range where which are the focus products. So they still are into Maharatna. That means they are contributing. So if something is not contributing, we are removed out of Maharatna.
I was just trying to understand average size of a molecule, okay? What was 5 years back and what is currently because of so much effort on consolidation has gone. So
we do 135 brands. When you say a molecule, I don't understand. You want to talk about the technical or a formulation? So if you want to talk about the
formulation, the brand, what you are doing, what was the average revenue per brand, what you were doing, and how has it changed now in the last 5 years?
Like, if we look about the average revenue from the brand, if I brought 11 plus 20, as I'm saying, about there are now 35 products in the focus Maharatna range. And these 35 products are going to contribute 65% of my total business of brand. So, yes, the sizes on an average are becoming big, actually. So, there were certain products in the past which were 100 crore plus brands, but now they are not into existence. But we'll be creating certain 100 crore plus brands now. And we have more than half a dozen products which will be crossing 50 crores this year. So that way, the products are improving, the products are changing, the product mix is changing. So there are challenges because there are already 27 products which are into the list which is proposed for banning. But I'm quite sure that the 27 will not go. There will be 5-7 products which are going to go and 20 should exist actually. So these 27 products almost contribute 40% of Indian market actually. So, if all of these goes, yes, the new products are going to come up and they are going to take the share. But I don't think most of these go. So, there will be some products which we are marketing, which are important products in that. But the vision is that we continuously plan to bring the new chemistries, new products and establish them. So, the idea is that whatever big products we introduce, they should be in a market, they should obtain a market size of 50 to 100 crores in 1 to 2 years or 3 years of time. So that is the vision. So we are trying to launch the bigger products now and work with these technologies and develop these technologies into the market.
One last thing. You said 12 products have will be more than 50 crores revenue in FY23.
Yes. So
12 brands, that is what you said. Huh?
I'm not getting you clearly actually. I don't know where is the problem.
No, I am saying you stated that at 12 products, the revenue would be more than 50 crore in the FY23.
I didn't say 12. I say half dozen, about 6-7 products.
Okay.
6-7 or 8 products, actually. I can look at the list. I can give you the exact number, but there can be about 7 or 12. Is difficult, actually.
Okay. So I just confused, so that's one. And last thing, the 35 Maharatnas,
yeah,
which will contribute 65% of your revenue.
Yeah.
Is there any of those drugs which will also in the list of the 27 products which can move out of which will not
be sold? Like the state products are not there, but there may be certain mixtures where one or two products will be can be from that segment. So that goes, then yes, there can be a chance of again a product change. But you should appreciate that we are continuously bringing the newer technologies and we are ready for any changes which are going to come in the world actually or in the country. So I would say that we are also making the presentations to Government of India that when the product comes, it comes scientifically, and it should also, if it is, if they plan to move it out of the country, it should also move out scientifically. So whatever there is a data gap as an industry, we are trying to develop all the data gaps, and we have submitted those papers to the government. So I feel that they should not go. But ultimately, due to various pressures, the older technologies will move out, the newer technologies will come, but through by virtue of our R&D centers and partnership, we are continuously working with these newer technologies and bringing the new products. So most of the new products which we are bringing are from new generation range.
Okay, so thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We have our next question from the line of S.A. Narayan from Capricorn Research. Please go ahead.
Rajesh, I must compliment you for the progress you and your team have made over the years. I have now two questions. From your anecdotal experience, would you agree that any interest subvention of agriculture loans would be favorable for farmer-friendly companies such as insecticides?
Okay. Yeah, would definitely whatever advantage comes to the farmer,
yeah.
Definitely it is going to help him in increasing the input cost into the agriculture. So anything which comes, it is always helpful actually.
All right. Good. I'm aware you have an impending board meet to consider a bonus issue of shares. Is face value split also on the table to make the strip affordable for small investors? Can it also be on the table?
We are going ahead with one thing only, so there is no such plan of splitting the shares.
All right. Good luck to you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for the compliments. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We have a question from Riju Daloy, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Can you please indicate the volume growth that you did in this quarter?
Actually, volume growth is important, but it is not actually important because the new products which are coming, the dosage is lower, the price is higher. So volumes, if we look at the volumes in the industry, like at the time from our inception, the market size was 500 crores in 2001 when we entered into agrochemical and insecticide India. And today it has increased to about $3 billion actually. So say about 25,000-30,000 crores. So the volumes are continuously diminishing. The type of formulations which are going into the market are continuously changing actually. So in totality, the volume does not matter. We manufacture three type of major formulations. One is granule formulations, another is powders or WGs, and third one is liquids actually. So we can, if you want the numbers category-wise, we can share those numbers because generally liquid and powders or WGs are expensive products and granules are cheaper formulations actually. So that can be given. I don't have the number handy because we don't chase the volumes actually, because we have to chase the volume product-wise, not in totality. Because if I dispatch 100 loads from one plant and 20 loads from one plant, the price of 20 loads may be, like it can be higher than the 100 truck loads actually from the another plant. So we don't change the total number of trucks. We, though that is always handy, but that's not my target.
Got it, sir. But the thing is that I wanted to understand that the 20% growth that we have registered this quarter, so how was the like what was the driver for this growth? So the growth was mainly driven by realization improvement or some of the component like will be a volume driven growth. So that we wanted to understand.
The idea is like the growth, yes, we have, there are two reasons. Number one is the new generation formulations we made, particularly like as I told you, Hachiman was launched last year, but this was the first full year where we could, like we got for Hachiman, then another product Tori had come in and some of our other focus products we had targeted. So in all these target products, we have made a growth. In some of the other products, yes, there will be degrowth also from the focus products.
Okay. But for like our understanding purpose, can we assume that this growth was majorly driven by the price hike that we have taken?
Price hike is not to the extent of 20%. There has been a price hike between 5 to 10% actually in various molecules. In some of the cases, it would have touched 15%, but on an average, I would say the price hike is less than a single digit. It's not the double digit price hike, what has happened in the market on an average. So we can say if I've grown by 19.5%, so 7-8% may be the increase in the price, but majority will be increase in the volume of different products. In some of the products where we are not focused, we would have lost the volume also. But wherever we are focused, we are getting that share.
Okay. And sir, like even the lower revenue in the export that we have registered in Q1, so how we can expect the export growth should be in Q2 or in a full year basis?
Generally, the exports, they move slowly. Like the majority of sales of export in the territory geographies we have developed, it used to happen in Q2 only. Q1 was always subtle because Q1 used to be my domestic market and Q2 used to be my, first half used to be my domestic market and second half used to be my international market traditionally also. But now we have orders, we have plannings, so we are confident that we should be able to achieve. So we were aggressive initially in our targets and we were confident that we should be able to get it. But as we see those dents in the market, so we have reduced our number by 50 crores and we are talking about 150 crores. And looks like the team has given me the target, so I'm quite confident they are capable of achieving it and they should achieve this.
Got it. Thank you, sir. This is all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Reminder to participants to press star and 1 to ask a question. We have our next question from the line of Abhijit Bora from Sharekhan by BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. I have two questions. Firstly, on the you mentioned that revenue growth will be better in Q2 as compared to Q1. So can we expect the full year growth to be in the range of 18 to 20%? Revenue growth?
That is the target we have kept internally. So should be 20%. Yes, you can expect.
Okay. And secondly, as we highlighted that there has been some challenges in the export market. So you have cut the guidance on that part. If that comes back, which could be seen in FY24, and there would be ramp up of new products which we are launching continuously. So again, like for FY24, we can expect the similar 18 to 20% growth?
Yes, because this year we'll be coming up with the plans and it depends on the registrations also, what we are going to back. So I'm quite yes, we can assume that next year again should be a good growth year.
Okay, and you guided for a 100 basis improvement in the margin. So what can be the not peak margins, but on a sustained basis with the ramp up of new facilities, traction in the exports, where we can see margins over next 2 to 3 years?
Actually, it depends on the market situation, but we have this target in mind that we have to continuously work for improved margins. For this, we are following the tail cutting policy, like wherever the products are losing their shares. We are discontinuing those products actually, and we are working on the new technology. The idea is definitely the margin improvement. So it is a continuous goal of increasing the margins by 100 bps year on year. I'll not say that 100 bps will be sustainable year on year, because there may be certain year which, where it may go up, and there may be certain year which may be a little challenging, it may go down. But yes, we will continue with this target actually. We, in the past also, we have delivered better results in terms of the absolute margins. So we first wish to cross that, and then we wish to move forward. So as we do our backward integration, bring the newer technologies, enter into biologicals, all the things get in place, so the margin should improve actually, continuously.
Okay. And can I get the full year CapEx guidance, because we are nearing completion of our expansion plan?
CapEx this year should be to the tune of about 40 crores, you can say.
Okay. This will be largely related to the pending capex we need to do at the edge, right?
Yes. And of course, Chopanji is in final completion. So some may go to Chopanji also.
Okay. And congrats on the good set of numbers, and best of luck for future.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We have a question from Saurabh Kapadia from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, my first question is on your JV products. So, you mentioned about a timeline of 25 and maybe other products in by FY30. So, my understanding is right, then this product will be much larger, and we will be the one who will manufacture in India. And for that, we will need a larger capacity. So, what are our plans in terms of further capacity expansion, or will that capacity expansion will come in the new company or subsidiary which we are setting up, and how large it will be in terms of capex requirement?
Like all these products will be bigger in terms of value, but smaller in terms of volume. These plants will be like pharmaceutical plants, actually smaller plants. So we are going to start making our pilot plants already, that is in cards. So small plants will be setting up now. So all these plants will be set up in Dahej mostly. And we have started working on it actually, because we need some plants of that type to do this. So everything will go from internal accrual. I can just tell you initially that the expense will be to the tune of 25-30 crores per annum. At the moment, there is no bigger plan. So if we have big plans, then we'll plan. Like even if it is a big plan, then it won't be a spend more than 50-60 crores in a year. So at the moment, we have not worked out in which year we will start a bigger plan. But the smaller plan of 25-30 crore size thing will continue. We are looking at these new products which will be coming in. So we'll be setting up plans. So at the moment, there is the big plan is not set.
Okay. So are we still investing money in the JV, or now JV is self-funded?
No, JV, we have to give the money. The JV has the bank balance, but still, the structure of JV is such that every year, both the parent companies have to spend in JV. So we have to give our share, and Japanese have to give their share. So the money, whatever balance they, the corpus they gather, they keep it with themselves, because the depreciation, the profitability of the JV and other things are to be taken care. So all that money they save and they keep as a corpus.
Oh. So come to the Q2 in overall market situation. So if you can give us some color in terms of liquidation for the in quarter two, maybe for insecticide India, and also generally for the industry, and also any challenges in terms of any crop where there is low liquidation, or any region where we have not seen good liquidation.
The situation of market is good. If I compare with the last year it was very bad situation in this period. Generally the month of August is almost similar to the month of July. But last year it was 50% of July, if I look at August actually, and September was 50% of August. That was the situation last year. This year I believe that we will be touching July figures actually in the month of August. So if we are able to do that, then we should be able to beat the last year in 2 months itself. Last means last year Q2 in 2 months itself. So that is something we are keeping in mind. So let's see how the market goes ahead. I am very, very positive that the market should be good this year, and this Q2 should be good for industry as a whole and for Insecticide India also, by virtue of the new products which are coming in and a lot of new introductions, our focus products. So everything will support actually. And when I say new products, these are not only the products of this year, rather last 2-3 years actually, whatever I launched, they are new for the market actually. They could not grow in the previous years due to COVID because the market movement was very limited. So all these products are going to grow actually in the market.
Okay. So secondly, you mentioned about better growth in Q2 as well as the margin improvement because of the mix of the Maharashtra product. So if I look at your last year margin of 14.5% in Q2, and if I look at the last 4-5 years, you did 15% kind of a best margin in Q2. So should we assume that now we should be doing about 15% margin in Q2 given the mix in our
Already, I have given a guidance of 100 basis point increase actually in the margin in this quarter. So I'll keep that guideline. Yes, there can be better improvement. There is a possibility. So let's keep the fingers crossed to the season, how the monsoons are going to behave. So far, there are only flash floods. There is no flooding in the country. But if now there are more floods actually or more difficult situation, then the situation might differ. Otherwise, yes, the season should be very good. The situation should be very good, and we should be able to cross our targets.
Okay. So the last thing, if I look at the product freshness index, then the products which were launched in FY21 have not seen good pickup. So is it you have launched better product in
the season has just started.
Okay.
Because it was a herbicide market in the beginning, it's herbicide, then the insecticide and fungicide come. So this index will change in totality in Q2. So after the end of Q2, yes, the first half ends, we can compare. The comparison is too early if we start comparing in Q1 actually.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. No, that's...
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management team for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
So I thank all the attendees again with the bottom of my heart for attending this meeting and bearing with us for almost an hour. So thank you very much for the interest you take in the IL products. Definitely, we are going to come up with newer technologies, and we are working a lot on technology, on the R&D front. And of course, the GLP certification is going to add as a big feather on our cap. We are working with drones. We are working in terms of CRAMS, and we are trying to do backward integration in a form so that we can do some import substitution, and we specialize in certain technicals so that we can take them to the world market with great confidence. So overall, I can say that with our vision of manufacturing, research, innovation, and also the field development program, I see a good growth for the company, and I thank everybody who are instrumental in bringing IL here and who are taking interest with us. And also I thank the captive IR team, particularly Vinayak and Kunal, for helping us in this session and always. And good wishes to everyone. Stay safe, stay healthy. Thank you once again. Thanks.
Thank you. On behalf of Asian Market Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.